The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Versus LaGrasso, right here on Vince Russo's The Brand at Big Vito Brand Audio. I am Noelle, I am the Mrs. This is Big Vito, he is the Mr. And Vito, this is kind of a special show because there's no vote this week. This is the first no vote this week show because we're still voting on the cheese plate.
That's good. I hope you win.
I hope I do too. And it had solved. The cheese plate holiday is resolved. We don't need to talk about it anymore. So guys, make sure you vote. Get at me. Twitter, at Magic Tea Spiller. Vote. Is Vito responsible for the cheese plate incident or am I responsible for the cheese plate incident? This may be the most important vote since we had Should We Go to the Nudist Colony. Vito, this week's show, you said that we should discuss what the people might want to see. We have a lot of debates that we don't do on the show because sometimes we agree with each other or maybe we don't find them as interesting or maybe you guys want to see something different. So we want to know what you guys want to see. So we're going to throw out some different ideas we have for votes. Make sure you tweet us on Twitter or get us on Facebook and let us know what you guys want to see us debate. You brought up some pretty good debates. Did you want to... say the one that you were just telling me about?
Well, I think first you should tell everybody that we about our great accomplishments this week. Why don't you tell people what we accomplished with social media?
Oh, we've had, when you're getting the show forward a little bit from when we are now, but I've been trying to build Vito's social media for what, about a year? I've been trying to build about a year. We're way behind on social media stuff just because of health things and whatever. It took me a little longer with my eyesight, and I work really hard because my whole goal is that I want people to see Vito as Vito because there's all kinds of rumors on who Vito is and what he is, and he's mean or he's this or he's that, or but he's not. And I want everybody to see what Vito's really like. So I work on the social media to share Vito. That's my whole goal for the Big Vito brand, right? So... we reached 1,000 followers on TikTok, which we just started TikTok in the middle of last year. And we've reached 1,000 followers. So now we have the ability to go live and talk to you guys live on TikTok and, you know, bring you with us when we do crazy things. And you'll get part of the shows on there. We'll be recording. So we did that. And you got 4,000 followers on your Instagram.
Which is awesome.
The Big Vito brand, which is pretty cool when you build from nothing. And then for the last year, I really kind of worked him up to get to that point. And we would love if you guys followed us on those social media platforms because we really like to interact with you guys. And these are a little bit more outlets. And we've really been interacting a lot with the people on our Patreon because it gives us an opportunity where we can see who's watching what. We can communicate with people, see what they want to see. Inbox people, and we're actually, it's right there, and we're building a community. So we'd love to have you guys join us. Tiers started at $1, which is not going to break the bank. And we have videos that come out for the $1, and we appreciate all the support, all the followers, anything you guys could do to help us along. We greatly appreciate it. But I'm kind of proud we went from nothing to we're slowly creeping our way up there, you know?
Yeah, guys, I mean, this doesn't start out as a, you know, hey, we're going to get famous on here. This started out as a project to help rehabilitate Noelle from her health issues. So, I mean, you know, now we're trying to make some other goals, and we appreciate all your support. We appreciate you guys sticking with us, and thank you for liking and, you know, pressing the subscribe button and doing what you do. You know, without you, there wouldn't be a me or Noelle. So, I mean, guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and I hope you continue to watch the shows and continue to be entertained, you know, because we put some effort into this. You know, it takes time out of our daily schedule. But as long as you're happy with it and we're happy with it, everything is cool.
You know, I like to put like a shout out too for like Virtue and Big Ray and Robbie Vice and all the people that help us along the way. Ben Hameen
and Vince Russo.
And Vince Russo, that's right. Well, I was going to get to him last.
And Jeff Lane.
And Jeff Lane. I was going to get to them last as a group. But we want to thank them, everybody that puts in. And I don't want to forget Foxy and Amber who work with us and Sal Fellini and all the people that work on a Big Vito brand. There's a lot of people that work on this. Everybody thinks it's just you and me. But it isn't. There's a lot of people that put a lot of work in and do a lot of stuff. And we just want to throw a thank you out to all of them. And I was going to say Vince last because Vince is the one that helped us start all this. And yeah,
I mean, it was, you know, it was Vince Russo. And I came to him with the idea and he says, why don't you do this and do this? And we listened to what he said. You know, guys, I don't put the time in that Vince Russo does. That's because I have other activities. I have other lines of business that I do. This is more, you know, like I said, this isn't my full-time job. And I do this on the weekends and during the week when I can. And we have a good time with it. I do it for a good time. You know, it's a hobby for me. You know, Noelle, you know, she puts her whole heart and soul into this. And she works at this. She does this. And then once we gain staff, you know, with Hameen Media, and we hooked up with Big Ray and Ben and some other people. You know, we're trying to grow this. Hey, if you like our stuff, hey, cool. If you don't like our stuff, hey, you know, it's not going to kill us. And this stuff right here, guys, am I paying my bills with this? Can I buy maybe a McDonald's or a Little Caesars or wonton soup?
Yeah, I really like wonton soup.
I mean, you know, if it's okay with that, then we're cool. But otherwise, guys, you know, like I said, you know, this doesn't make or break my life. This is, nobody's hurting my feelings, you know.
Hurts my feelings a little, though.
Huh?
I said it hurts my feelings a little.
How does it hurt your feelings?
Well, I work really hard because I want it to be successful. And you know, I want people to love you like I love you. And that's why I do it. It also helps my brain because when we'd had that short time we couldn't podcast when we were setting up the studio and when my computer broke, I was slipping. I have to keep doing stuff every day or my mind doesn't work like it did before I got sick. So, like, I really do put my whole heart and soul into doing this. And I just want people to love you like I love you.
It's plenty of love, baby. Plenty of love. Yes. You know what I mean?
Can we get to the topic?
Because I'm a hoochie coochie man.
Oh, no. Are you going to start again?
I am a hoochie coochie man.
What is a hoochie coochie man?
Have we been listening to Muddy Waters, my man?
Yes.
The blues.
But I don't understand what a hoochie coochie man is.
Baby, you might not understand it. Put to the millions and millions who are watching this program, they all know.
I doubt there's millions. Maybe hundreds.
No, baby, there's millions. That Big B
tens
is
of
a
tens.
That Big B is a hoochie coochie man.
Oh God.
Just go.
I'm gonna have to look up a definition. So Vito, back to the topic at hand. We have a bunch of topics we talk about that we haven't voted on yet. We do it all the time. We always talk about, oh, wouldn't this be funny? Or how would we do this if we did a topic? And we never really get into the details of the topic because if we do it on the show, we just kind of let you guys, like, we just go. But there's topics we haven't done. And you were bringing up some of the ones, like, we were talking about, like, certain ladies, like you were saying, like Ginger versus Marianne, or like I said, you know, so you said Lois Lane, I said versus Wonder Woman, they both slept with Superman, and like we have these different, do you have any like topics that maybe you think would be good that we haven't touched, or ones that might be too controversial that we've never touched that you want to throw out?
Well,
there?
I mean, you know, like there's people who's like, you know, chocolate or vanilla, which satisfies your taste, you know what I'm saying? Do you like Italian or do you like Chinese?
Or Mexican.
Mm. You know what I mean? On Saturday night, like everybody knows Taco Tuesday, Friday's usually pizza night. On the weekends, it's usually, you know, Chinese or Italian.
Why does everybody eat out all the time?
You know, I happen to like Greek food. I like green leaves, you know.
Grape leaves, you mean.
Grape leaves. Yeah. And I like Greek salad, you know, which I love. You know, but then like you say, okay, you know, this we don't those are things you don't talk about. Then you talk about movie likes, music likes, what you can watch.
And we've done some of those votes. Like we did music, what's your go-to summer song? We also did You Thought In the Ghetto Was a Christmas Song, and probably still do, even though you lost that vote drastically.
It is a Christmas song.
It's still not.
Bitches are still waiting to get out of the ghetto.
It's not Christmas, though.
Ask Sheena Smith.
What does... Nobody knows who that is.
I'm telling you. That girl been in the ghetto.
Nobody knows who that is. I'm going to have to bring her on the show.
Hold on. Ask South Philly Knees. She been in the freaking ghetto.
I can't even say anything.
No, because the bitch is ghetto.
You guys are going to have a cutlet off soon, too.
She ain't cutleting shit.
She said she's coming down here to whoop your ass.
She can't even afford cutlets, let alone a plane ticket.
I just got a plane ticket to Philly. Do you know how much my plane ticket cost me?
Have a good time.
Do you know... Shut up, you. You know how much my plane ticket cost?
That's because they knew who your husband was.
Oh, online. They knew who my husband was before I even put my name on there. They were like, oh, that IP address belongs to Big Vito.
Exactly.
Not the case. I paid $18 for a ticket to Philly. $18. That's it. And you know what? The ticket actually cost $4. The rest was tax. The government should be fucking ashamed of themselves. The rest was tax. Vito. I totally lost train of thought because we said South Philly Need and my mind got blown.
That's because even her husband fucking mind gets blown. He can't even believe he's still married to her.
That's my girl. You need to be nice.
South Philly Need needs to freaking up her game. You know, South Philly Need, just so everybody knows, you know.
Here we go.
I have tried to school her, help her in every which way, right? I always tell her, be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. Her husband bought her a beautiful new ring. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. It's an anniversary band.
Anniversary band, right? And that poor bastard, he probably bought it, you know, being that they were in the ghetto, he bought it off the street. Some crackhead.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. You don't know the story.
He did that part of a crackhead.
Son of a gun. Anyway.
Be honest with the people. Please.
Anyway. Being that he got it on crackhead prices. She goes to put the ring on, right? So she goes like this. Now you see my hands, the manicure and everything. That bitch had a cuticle, friggin' cuticle. It was disgusto. Like you haven't gotten a manicure in like 15 years, bitch. All right? So she puts this ring up that was supposedly worth $5,000. And then she got...
Did she say a price?
Okay, hold on. And then I was so geared to say something. Somebody else said, well, at least you could have got a manicure to make it look good. Then I inboxed her. Didn't I always tell you to be prepared and maintain yourself?
Are you her father? Because you talk to her like you're her father.
No, because that bitch don't listen. She friggin' she don't shave. She don't mani. She don't petty. She don't even dye her hair. Because you know it's true.
Vito, she marches to the beat of her own drummer. This is just who she is. And you could either accept it.
Which I don't.
Or you could just not be friends with her.
Which I will try not to be.
No, you are on her every single day of your life. You go to Disney. You go in the Haunted Mansion. You yell for her in the Haunted Mansion. You come home. As soon as you're in the morning, all I hear you go is, yo, did you see what I posted on Nene's Facebook this morning? Like every day of your life.
Because I like to antagonize her because she thinks she's it, but she's not it. She's not the it factor.
Guys, this is very unfair. We may have to bring South Philly Nina on the show.
Don't bring her on. But ratings
I'm going to have
low.
To bring her on the show.
Ratings are low when she's here.
Ratings go high when she's here.
Bullshit.
Everybody loves South Philly Nina. Everybody.
With her broke down cutlets in her bitch ass kitchen with her freaking no mani petty fucking self.
Oh my God. You know, speaking of, you know, controversial subjects. Sometimes people want us to talk about things that we never even talk about ever.
Like what?
People say, talk about politics.
No, I don't want to talk
about politics. Never talk about politics. We just can't. We're just not interested in it. Although I found out England used to have a political party called the Fancy Dress Party, and I totally wanted to join it, and then I found out it was not anymore. But I love the name of it. But we never talk politics, ever. Sometimes people want us to talk about like really dirty things, like what's your favorite sexual position?
Everything.
That's the problem with Vito. Like, if you want to say a sexual thing, he loves everything. There's nothing he doesn't love. Everything. Everything. So those are some topics that we don't really talk about. Although we did one of our favorite shows was our first show that we ever did. It was the Nudist Resort show, where we got invited to the Nudist Resort and people had to vote whether we should go or not. And then recently, Vito applied for a job at the Nudist Resort. Legit. Like, just... because, you know, Vito, like, he doesn't care what a job is. If he feels like doing it, he just goes and does it, like his Disney thing and, like, whatever. He doesn't care.
Guys, you know that this job was paying $42,000 a year. I said, I got to get it. I gotta
just put, to hang out at the Nudist Resort.
Just to hang out at the Nudist Resort. I said, I got to put an application in. And the thing that gets it is it's less than 5 miles from my house.
Guys, there should be a show where Vito just goes out and does different jobs he feels like doing. And a camera follows him around. And he's, look at you yawning.
I yawned.
You yawn. He's so cute.
I have a long day.
I know. You went and did a lot of things today. And we're still podcasting and it's getting late. But, you know, there's things like, you know, the Nudist Resort show that people love. And then there's things about you trying to hook your friend up with some old lady with no teeth on his birthday. And like, these are a little bit controversial topics that we cover. You tried to get him a blowjob on his birthday and he's married. And it was an old lady who was 70 years old with no teeth, wearing a green jacket and was balding. I understand.
She was willing. She was going to pay for the fucking dinner. And she was going to fucking give him a fucking happy ending. What the fuck is wrong?
He's married. But some topics are, you know, we, you know, like, I don't want to come on and talk about like sexual stuff like no. with you, because like there's some stuff that like, you know, I like to keep private, you know, like sexual things or, you know, my food menu, which you tell everybody all the time, everything that I eat all the time, starting with when we started podcasting, you told everybody to send me Burger King gift certificates because you were going broke buying Whoppers. That was a little humiliating.
You do like Whoppers. Send
gift certificates. When's the last time I had a Whopper? Can you even remember? When's the last time I even had any fast food at all?
Friday.
When? That doesn't count. That's pizza. Pizza's not fast food, in my opinion.
Oh my God.
Now, see, there could be a debate. Pizza's not fast food, in my opinion. I'm talking about burgers and fries and nuggets. When is the last time you see me have burgers, fries, or nuggets? I'll wait.
Honey.
Bunny? Bunny? Yes, bunny?
Do we have in our freezer...
Are you going to put my food menu out there again? Are you going to put my food menu out there again?
I plead the fifth, guys.
I don't buy any of the food that comes into this house.
When you...
I mean, I buy it, but I don't buy it.
What do you want to eat? Is there anything I can get you while I am shopping?
Sour Patch Kids.
What else?
Sour Patch Kids.
And what else?
Whipped cream. I like whipped cream a lot. Yeah.
Why does she lie?
I don't. Do you pick me up whipped cream and Sour Patch Kids?
What else do you like?
I don't know. Arnold Palmer iced tea. I drink one a day. What? Am I missing something?
Several things.
Are you going to elaborate?
I don't want to fight with you.
You know, it's not my fault you just eat, like, scrambled eggs all the time. That's all you eat, egg whites. Scrambled egg whites all the time. Every day of your life. Scrambled egg whites. That's it. You don't eat anything else. That's not my fault. Other people eat food. You just don't eat food. I don't know how you live. I don't even know how you're alive right now. You don't eat food. Yesterday, you ate a Cobb salad. I almost fell off my chair. Because you don't eat food. Ever.
So I look this good and not eating food.
Maybe I should stop eating food so I look good. I don't have like makeup or anything on right now. I'm like, look like I'm homeless. But if I stop eating food, maybe I'll look fabulous like you.
All right, guys. Listen, tell us what you want to see. Show us, text us, email us, you know, Facebook us, Twitter us, TikTok us. Tell us your thoughts, what you want to see.
And I appreciate everybody that participates, like Doug right. Fox participates, Jay Bacala participates, Harry Barnett. Everybody throws us subjects and things, and I know I'm missing a ton of people. Scott, I know, gives us things. Keep going, guys. We love to hear from you guys. We love to participate with you guys. It's awesome for us. And, you know, it's hard for two people to come up with topics every week to debate. Am I right? It's hard, yeah, but we want to come up with it. And I told Vito, I think next time, knocked your pillow up, I think next time we should do maybe like a, you know, a Ginger or Marianne Lois versus, yeah. You know, maybe
that'll be awesome, guys.
In the future. So guys, this show's a little bit short. I apologize for that. But like I said, because Mark is going on vacation, this right. is like the tweener show. So the vote's still going on. Did Vito... or is Vito responsible for the cheese platter incident, or am I responsible for the cheese platter incident? Vote on Twitter at Magic Tea Spiller. Now you only have 5 days to go, so make sure you get over there and place your votes. And follow us and support us on patreon.com/thebigvitobrand. Subscribe to us on Twitch. Follow us on social media, all under the Big Vito Brand, and we will see you back here next time. Bye-bye.
How you doing, everybody? It's the B.I.G.V. from the L.O.G. coming to you live and live from the 813. We have Noelle in the house, and she is relocating her area code to the 813. Can you believe it?
Never. It will never happen.
Your 10 says 813.
My heart says over my dead body.
No, we came up to ask you. No, there's no problem here. I said, this doctor's being a jerk off to my wife. I don't appreciate it, okay? And either he's going to freaking keep her here, or he's leaving through the 7th floor window.
It's not very friendly.
It's not, so it's not very friendly.
Protect yourself and get your COVID shots. And we also had some messages from some of our Patreons telling us what they wanted to see more of on the Patreon brand.
So, Patreoners, what do you want to see?
More Disney.
More Disney, which we will be going to once we get the shots.
It's like, how many of these damn things do you want to pay for? I'm not paying for all these stupid-ass things. Nah. Somebody like to donate it, I will gladly take a donation. But
you know, we're doing a show, and you know who's missing this week?
I noticed a certain big guy is not in a little square.
Yeah, the big guy is not in the square, and you know why? Because he's with his girl.
What's her name?
I don't know. And anyway...
Jen?
Don't pick up the phone. Don't go on the computer. Shh. Don't you leave my side. Shh.
Well, you gotta be honest. They actually went away together for a romantic few days in Atlantic City for Ray's birthday. Ray had his birthday, and they were doing some stuff with their wedding and things like that.
So. Yeah, but he couldn't even answer the phone, yo.
Well, truth be told.
Ray couldn't answer the phone.
Truth be told, I talked to Ray last night, and he was fucked up. He was drunk the entire time he was gone. So, I mean,
you're supposed to be the leader of our Patreon. You're drunk on a weekend with your goyle.
It was a weekday. That's even worse.
That's terrible.
But he went to Willie's. And you know when you go to Willie's and we go to Willie's. So he got Ray. So that's where Ray is, guys, in case you're wondering where the illustrious Patreon leader Ray is. And we were going to have Neen come back on because everybody loves Neen.
Yeah.
And Neen's drunk.
No, you know why? You know why? Because South Philly Neen got a stimulus check, and she's from the ghetto, okay? And she's Bobo. And what did she do? She spent it on some friggin' Mad Dog 20, and she drunk off her ass in a basement with a bullshit carpet. Well, let me get that for you. It's a breast, and, you know, putting it over.
But these are all my friends, so it's
Yeah,
okay.
So it was good. These so it wasn't friends. Nothing dirty. It was all cool, right? So we go there, and then they're coming back, and I'm trying to get them back over the fence, and they're falling in my arms.
Well, one girl got hooked on the fence.
Yeah.
And she had pants on and ripped her pants.
So you're talking about women diving in my arms naked, going and coming.